Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Taking loans from non-Muslims. Sayyidina Abu Rafi' radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him to a Jew to buy some goods on credit or to take as a loan. The Jew replied that he would not sell any item on credit nor grant a loan unless there was some type of surety involved. The author of Musnad Abu Ya'la rahimahullah ta'ala has recorded a hadith stating that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once sent Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu to a Christian named Halid to request a loan or purchase goods on credit. Allama Aini rahimahullah ta'ala has written that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took loans and goods on credit from the Jews despite the fact that they were known for their interest dealings and were described in the Holy Quran as people who consume haram things excessively. This further establishes the permissibility of legal transactions with non-Muslims. On this basis, such dealings could be contracted with any type of non-Muslim on condition that it is not an interest-based transaction. Taking cash loans. Sayyidina Abdullah Al-Makhzumi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that on the occasion of the Battle of Hunain, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took a loan of 40,000 and when paying the debt, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the following dua for the creditor, Barakallahu fi ahlik wa malik. The translation is, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bless you in your wealth and in your family. Dua when repaying the loan to a creditor, Sayyidina Ibn Abi Rabi Makhzumi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that on the occasion of Battle of Hunain, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took a loan of 30,000 or 40,000 from him. When repaying the loan, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the following dua for him, Barakallahu fi ahlik wa malik, aghma jaza' al-salafa, wafa walhamd. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.